1270 The Buzz. 1270 welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada, hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
And good afternoon to you, and a very beautiful Saturday it is here in Northern Nevada. Thank you for listening to Broadview. And if you have any questions or anything you want to ask any of the guests today on Broadview, you can email me at broadview1@live.com. That's broadview1@live.com. I'd like to say hi to JP.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
You know what? I thought we might start out the show this week just kind of finding out a little bit about you.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Well, you know, you really should have warned me about
that.
No,
I figured you'd have that reaction.
I would have made up a whole story.
Well, that's why I'm catching you by surprise. Just because you've been on the show now for quite a few months, and I consider you my conservative voice. You keep me kind of on the right track with that.
In other words, your rational voice.
Oh, ha-ha. There's different opinions on that. But anyway, keep me straight on what the conservatives are thinking. And how they're reacting.
That's right.
So I need that. So I appreciate that. But I thought we might find out a little bit. You've got your column every week. You've got your webpage, which is just full of very friendly information, conservative, otherwise.
It's a resource. I like to think of it as a resource.
How did you get that website going? JPattitude.com,
you know, there was a lot of frustrating moments in the beginning.
I love it when you're frustrated.
I mean, I don't use any program to help me do it. I actually code the stuff in HTML myself.
You just go in there and
some of the early days were frustrating, yeah. Stuff would just not appear where I wanted it to appear.
Especially with all the information you have on there. I mean, on everybody, everything conservative, everything Republican, anywhere you want to go, you've got resources.
And then after I thought I had it going, I happened to visit my daughter's house and looked on her computer and my website looked like crap.
Well, that's what you said about mine.
Because I really hadn't taken into account the fact that other computers look at things differently. So then I had to come back and learn how to do cascading style sheets and do it all over again.
This is perfect. Because the first thing you said to me when we met was, your website sucks.
Oh, you know what? I take that back.
And now,
I didn't know you that well
there?
Back then.
See there? But you did say that. And now, now you know why.
Yeah.
Because computers talk in different languages, different computers.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Well,
your website on my computer... The letters spill into the pictures, so.
Well, of course, it's all one thing.
I can
with
fix
me.
That
it's
for you, Jay.
Pictures.
I know
are.
My stuff now.
Are you sure?
I can fix it.
But JPattitude.com, good stuff on there, and even your common sense is there. Week, and we'll have that later on in the show.
Yep.
So that's it, huh?
We're doing it.
Born and raised in Michigan, and now you're in Reno. You work for the government, sorta.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Three children, two daughters grown, I have grandchildren. Okay. There's another grandchild on the way. I've lost count, actually, to tell you the truth.
And your mom and dad listen in Michigan online?
They do. I'm sure they're listening right now.
Is that unbelievable, the technology now to hook us all up like we're all just sitting here talking?
Yep, they go on to the 1270 Buzz website and they listen live.
There it is. Ah, their son, little Jimmy.
And if I use a bad word on the air, I'll hear about it later.
Little Jimmy Paul. Jimmy Paul.
My mom calls me Jimmy, nobody else.
Okay. All right, JP. So welcome anyway, and I like your perspective, and I'm very happy to have you here with me again.
Well, I love it, so.
Keeping me kind of straight here. I want to talk about Obama quickly first. This was a hot topic this week. Actually, it's more about Sheriff Joe down in Arizona, because you know they're trying to sue Sheriff Joe for what he's doing, how he's trying to keep the illegal aliens out of his state, and bowing to pressure, from immigrant right activists, the Obama administration said that it's going to halt deportation proceedings on a case-by-case basis.
Right. They did that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, this is Janet. This is Janet Napolitano.
Napolitano.
Yeah. This is her idea of it. So he's asking. He's gone. I get his emails now. And just this week, he emailed me to show support for what's going on down there. He needs people to sign up on his website. And make it very obvious to the Justice Department that he's going to continue.
You think that'll matter to the Justice Department? They don't seem to care.
Well,
it's like the Obama administration is at war with the rest of us. You know, this week they started a new lawsuit against Alabama because of their immigration law.
Yeah, I know so it. What is going on? Everything. Well, it's kind of good because everything's getting reformed. And that's what I'm liking about it. Is everything's getting reformed?
Except the Obama administration is trying to stop it all. So.
I don't know. Is he just stirring up stuff, maybe? Maybe
I don't get it. He thinks he's going to get those illegal votes, and I don't think he's going to.
I don't think he is either, and they're not going to get the money they were getting anyway, because all that is going to change now that it's out on the table. So things are going to change. But the Justice Department, he needs your help. They've placed $1 million bounty on his head.
Who did?
The Mexican drug cartel.
No way.
They have placed $1 million bounty on his head. And,
and they can do it because they have guns provided to them by the Obama administration.
Threats to his family, threats to him, yep, the whole bit.
Fast and Furious is turning into a huge scandal because Eric Holder lied to Congress when he was under oath. So
the lawsuit is going to move forward. It's just crazy. So if you want to show support to Arizona and the way he's taking care of the illegal alien problems.
You like Sheriff Joe, don't you?
I do like him because you know why? Because he's strong. He says what he means. He does what he says.
Have you ever met him personally? Like In face to face?
No, face to face. No. Does that change your attitude about
him? I think, I like him too. I'm just saying it would be fun to get him here in the studio someday. And,
ooh. Well, you know, he was up in the area. He's so busy.
I know.
Down there,
when you interviewed him, where was he?
I didn't get to do the interview.
Yeah, but he was in Nevada somewhere.
He was in Nevada. Yep. And I think Steve Aussie, as a matter of fact, did the interview.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So anyway, that's cool. If you want to support Joe, Sheriff Joe down there in Arizona, just go to his website. It's right. Just Google him. I mean, I don't even have to come up with the websites anymore. Yeah. Just Google him. What else did you see going on? Amanda Knox.
Hey.
Oh.
Herman Cain. Let's just talk about him.
Oh,
Two weeks ago.
We get to Herman Cain right now.
We sat here and I told you and Steve Aussie, Herman Cain is my man. And I actually started to feel embarrassed because I was bragging about Herman Cain so much.
I did think about that when I was seeing what was
here
going on.
Here we are 2 weeks later. He has won the Florida primary. The straw poll. And he is leading everybody by an enormous margin.
I knew it was going to happen. Isn't it amazing?
How right can I be?
Is it? Well, oh gosh, I'm not really looking at it that way. But
you know why I said that?
Why?
Because I was wrong about Sarah.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up.
She announced she's
not
running.
I told you. See, she's not running.
You and Steve sat right here, and I bet you that she was going to run.
Well, you know what? I do think that the reason is what she said is that she can have more of an effect now on people by going around, meeting people, talking to them, seeing what they're all about. I think she's making a big impact. She's getting Americans stirred up. She's getting them to think about voting. She's getting them to think about what we have, what we've lost, what we're losing. I like it. I think it's good that she's not running. I can't take that voice on all those.
You and I agree on that, yeah. I love Sarah Palin. I love what she says. Mm-hmm. But that voice was just not a good voice.
Well, is that so wrong? Is that so wrong for us?
It seems shallow, yeah.
It does seem shallow.
I accuse myself of being shallow, but.
But look at Casey Kasem.
Who's that? I should know this, right?
Top 20 countdown. Okay. Every week. I mean, come on. He was like the thing across the country. That's right. You don't listen to music.
I listen.
Okay. So anyway. Okay. Yes. Herman Cain. He's coming up in the polls. What was he? Right underneath. I mean, even above
he's not
Perry
underneath
now.
Anymore.
I know. He's
the latest poll.
Romney.
He's leading everybody.
He's leading Romney?
38% to the next one down is Romney with 18%.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm telling you, Herman Cain has taken off like a meteor.
What do you think? Well, like
a meteor.
Don't burn out, Hermie.
I meant a comment.
Well, what? What's going to happen? I mean, what is making him so popular now? Just being
so
honest.
Just listen to him. The next time he's on any show.
I listen.
He has a way of expressing himself that is straight to the point and honest, and people like it.
I'm going to bring sense of humor to the White House. Remember that.
But when he gets angry, he's not afraid to say what he thinks, too.
Yeah.
And people are getting on him right now because he kind of let Rick Perry have it over the rock thing.
The rock thing?
Which we can't talk about.
The bag of rocks?
Can't say it on the air.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm with you there. But you shouldn't bring it up. Go ahead.
Well, Herman Cain didn't like that situation. He said Rick Perry has a lot to explain. And people are saying, well, hey. You're attacking your own Republican Party member. But you know what? I think Herman Cain had a point.
I do, too.
Just my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the kind of stuff we're tired of.
Yeah.
And one little thing like that can send you to the bottom of the pack right now. Ha! Right?
I know I couldn't have driven by that rock for 20 years on my way to hunt. Seriously, I couldn't
have. No, I know it. I know it. And some of them might not know what you're talking about out there. Forget
about
it. Say,
you're the radio professional. How do you talk about something you can't talk about?
You don't.
Okay.
You don't bring it up unless you're going to spill your beans to the media. And then who knows what's going to happen. Okay, so Herman Cain's on the rise. We're watching him, JP.
And Sarah Palin's out.
And she's out, yeah. Well, we're still going to see her.
Who do you think she'll endorse? That's a good question, isn't it? Now that she's out.
Mm-hmm. Will she endorse anybody? She's going to make a stand on that, I'll bet.
She endorsed Rick Perry when he was running for governor.
I know, but I think she's changed
her mind. She likes Herman Cain. So I don't know. She will not endorse Mitt Romney, I'm sure.
And it won't be Ron Paul.
I've never actually heard her address Ron Paul.
All right. Well, we'll see. Well, maybe we'll take some bets. Hey, maybe that's a way to get him to call.
I lost the
Anybody
last
bet. Want to take some bets? He'll give me 30-35 on Sean's up for a bet. He's with Herman Cain. You with Herman Cain, Sean?
You think Sarah will endorse Herman Cain? Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, 1 minute to break.
Oh.
See, his signals, you know? It's all political here, Sean. I thought he had to go number one. Okay, so we're watching that anyway. I want to talk about Amanda Knox, just real briefly, because, yeah, I mean, everybody's seen
definitely
it.
Definitely one of the top stories of the week.
Angel
it?
Face, a pretty girl, 20 years old. Oh, my God. What a nightmare. And for 4 years, she was over there wondering, pleading she was innocent, her and her boyfriend from the big sex party they might have had. Gone wrong.
You think she's innocent? Well, I mean,
I don't think she's completely innocent. Yeah. See, Diva's over here with me today. Elena Prophet.
She sure did an awful lot of lying for somebody who was innocent.
You know what, though? When something happens, you get crazy. You don't know what to do. I mean, when my mother caught me in something, I started lying right away. First thing I did, started lying, and then went downhill from there.
I'm such a crappy liar. I try to go with the truth.
Now, is that ego or what? Why would someone,
I'm the crappy liar? Or avoid the question, you know?
I bet he's
Where were you last
liar.
Night, Jim? Well, you know.
I was sick.